Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, if you want to listen to the full Burt Show every day uninterrupted, we got no ads on that thing. All you have to do is become a bonus BS subscriber. That's bonus Burt Show. Find out more at theburtshow.com/bonusBS.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's define what instant karma is. Like, instant karma is when somebody cuts you off in traffic and they're going like 75 and a 45 and maybe even like flips you off, and then 200 yards down the road, a police officer stops them for speeding and weaving. That's instant karma right there.
There's been quite a few viral videos. Like, there was one of a man in a truck that was screaming at some women and throwing the finger and yelling obscenities. And I mean, it was literally as they're filming the video and he got in an accident.
No.
It was beautiful.
So Mo is feeling a little instant karma this last weekend.
It was pretty instant, and I'm down bad because of it. So I think I have bad luck in Jamaica officially, because the first time I went to Jamaica, if y'all remember, my bags never arrived.
Oh, that's right. And you became resort man.
Yes. Yeah. I looked like a mannequin every time I went outside, because I had to buy all of the clothes that were in the gift shop. So I didn't have my bags the entire 5 days I was in Jamaica. So going to Jamaica this time, I'm thinking to myself, I got to make it right with Jamaica. We got off to the wrong foot. Let's make it right.
First thing is, you didn't check a bag, right?
I did not.
I do.
Of course not.
All right.
Yes. Took my bags. That part was fine. We good to go. So is an ongoing joke in my family, because my dad tends to fall a lot. Like, he has his moments when he trips. And
this is the police officer dad.
Yes. He's okay. Which makes it hilarious, right? Because he's a very smooth guy, and he's overprotective, and he's usually got his stuff together. But for some reason, every once in a while, he just has a little bad spill.
The one who's a security guard for Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He has moments. He has moments when he looks not so security guardish. And whenever my mother is not around to see it, she always wants me to reenact it, because she never really sees him have these kind of moments. So the last time he fell, I did a show and I went on stage and I reenacted exactly how he fell. And ever since then, my mom is always like, oh, you got to show me. If I miss it, you have to show me.
I'm sure you had a little spice.
Oh, of course. It's one of my favorite things to do, because he hates it. So we had to make matters worse, my sister used to play volleyball in college. So volleyball is her thing. Whenever we go on vacation, we're at a resort, she always is asking anybody if they want to play volleyball.
She wants to dominate.
She wants to dominate. She wants to be the best volleyball player in the resort. That's her thing. So we meet.
She's setting everybody up to show off, isn't she?
Yes, absolutely that.
Anytime I'm at a resort and a volleyball game breaks out, it's usually like a 30 on 30. And it's just a cluster, man.
Normally it's like that.
Yeah.
In this instance, there was another family of, I think it was six. And then we added somebody. So we had a family of six. And literally, they had a daughter who also played volleyball in college. So her and my sister, like 3 p.m. Saturday, it's going down. It's one of those things.
Parallel world families.
Yes.
Okay.
So every time we see one of them, it's like, you 3 p.m., right? We're going to get this thing going. And so at about 1 p.m., we're gearing up. We're around where the volleyball nets are, having some drinks, having fun. And my mom is like, so I want to hear more about this thing with your dad falling. So I know this is my moment. So I get up, and I'm like, I'm going to show y'all exactly what happened. And what made it worse is he fell going up the stairs. Like, that, down is understandable.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fall and going up the steps. So, and it's like, as the ceremony is ending, so he's in his, like, all white. He looks really nice. Everybody is there. And he's really strong. So he falls, like, aggressively.
Oh.
Loud smack. Everyone hears it. So I get up, and I go to show my family exactly how he fell. And in the moment that I like, drop myself to the floor, aggressively, and it was like right by one of those chairs that you lay out by the pool.
Ooh.
I felt it instantly. Mm. My knee, like the side of my knee, that bone right there, it just hits the ground, just smack.
Oh.
And I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. And I looked up, and I couldn't get up. I'm down to one leg at this point. But no one knows it. Everybody is dying laughing. They're like enjoying the moment. They're and I don't want to ruin the joke.
They think you're still imitating your dad.
Yes. Like as I'm limping away, that wasn't him. That was me.
They're like, Mo is really committing to the bit this weekend, man.
He's selling it. And so I knew it. And I said, okay. So I went, I limped over. I sat down. They're still laughing. I mean, like 2 minutes of laughter. And I know I'm down to one leg.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the first thing I thought about wasn't, is my knee okay? It was how I'm playing this volleyball game. Because I've been talking way too much to not play. So I probably should have rested my knee, and I didn't. And I didn't even want to tell anybody that I hurt myself because I was embarrassed. I was like, I'm keeping this to myself. So I tried to stay in the pool. But once I got out the pool, my family was like, what happened to you? And I'm like, well, I had some instant karma, and I think I might have broke my knee trying to make fun of my dad.
No.
So then my sister goes, well, you playing in this game or not? Because we need six players. So I'm limping around the volleyball game. It didn't go my way. I don't think that helped my knee out at all.
Oh, no, it didn't.
No, we got an ass kicked 2 games in a row. My sister has not forgiven me for it.
Oh, no.
I tried to play on one knee. It didn't go well. And to this moment, I feel like every day I wake up, I'm trying to elevate it. I'm trying to have ice on it. You know, the things I learned playing basketball in college. And nothing's really helping.
Nah.
So I've been limping around ever since Saturday because I sprained my knee in Jamaica.
You welcome to your 30s.
Thank you.
That's where it all happens, man.
The Burt Show.
All right, our intern Kiara ran into a pretty tense situation over the weekend and is not real sure how to deal with it because I'm sure the adrenaline was pumping when you saw him.
It was terrible. So I went home over the weekend for my dad's birthday. I'm originally from Miami. So I make it a point to hang out with all of my friends when I go back home. So my grandma cooks for everyone. She's a person that's a nurturer. So she loves to like make food for people. So I text my guy best friend. I'm like, hey, you know, my grandma made food. I'm going to drop it off to you. But he was like, oh, no, I'm not home right now. I'll be home later. So I was like, okay, I'm going out. I will text you later and we'll meet up. So I go out with my friends for tacos. We're having a great time. It's my best friend and her boyfriend. So we're having a great time and we're talking about their relationship. And I'm like, you know, I really admire you guys for making it so long. Like it didn't happen like that for me. So they were like, oh, so what happened with your ex? I told them the story. And as I'm talking, I'm like, yeah, ever since I moved and ever since we broke up, I really haven't seen him in like a year and a half.
You talked this into the universe.
I did.
Oh, no.
So as I'm saying this, we're in the car. I'm texting my best friend as I'm getting dropped off. And I'm like, hey, I'm on my way back. I'm going to drop the food to you because he lived like 5 minutes from my grandma's house. So I'm sitting there and I'm texting him. And I'm like, I'm going to drop it off. As I'm saying, I haven't seen him in a year. He goes, okay, it's a few of us at my house drinking. He's here. And I'm like, oh, my God, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, okay. And then he goes, yeah, he's here. I was like, okay, it's just going to be a quick pass by. But at this point, I'm crapping myself. I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't seen him in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what he looks like. He doesn't know what I look like. We unfollow each other on social media. We don't talk at all.
You think
so
you
now,
guys have changed appearances so much in
so
a year
much.
He's not going to recognize.
Well, who is this girl? The main question, though, is do you look cute?
Oh, I'm banging.
Okay. Like, okay.
All right. I had on a little dress.
Mm-hmm. The worst is when you're out in public and you look like a troll and you run into your ex and you're like, of course, no makeup, like pajama pants, yeah. Hair a mess, and then you run into him.
But no, I had on like a little black dress. I had on my makeup because
okay.
We were going to dinner, but it was like in a nice little area.
Mm-hmm.
So
perfect.
I'm sitting there and like they drop me off and they're like, you got this. It's okay. We're going to do it. As I'm telling them, I haven't seen them in a year. So I get back home. I drive. It takes me like 5 minutes to get to his house, maybe 3. I made it 10. I don't know how I made it 10, but I was like extending it as long as I could. So I get there and then he goes, hey, he's going to come outside and say hi. I'm like, oh my God, what do you mean he's going to come outside? Because I'm thinking you're in a new relationship. You're going to like avoid me as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there. He comes outside. He goes, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. And he's like, oh, I know it's your dad's birthday this weekend. Tell him I said happy birthday. So I'm like, yeah. So he goes back inside. I'm talking to my friend. As I'm talking to my friend, I see him come back outside. But I'm like, why are you coming back outside if there's nothing outside? So he goes to the car and he tries to make like he's looking for something, but he's still kind of looking at us. So I'm like, what are you, like, what was your intention there? So I haven't really asked my best friend about, like, what he said afterwards, but
don't.
I don't know.
It's inconsequential.
Absolutely. Yeah. So did you guys have a bad ending? Like, were you nervous to see him because things were left on, like, rocky terms?
Bad in the sense of, like, we were friends. The mistake that everyone makes being friends with their ex. And then he got in a new relationship and I found out the hard way. So it was like...
What was the hard way?
The hard way was I used to show up at his house unannounced and he had her there.
Oh. Wait a second.
Hard way indeed.
He had her there.
I walked into that one.
My man cannot be blamed for that one.
No. But at the same time, like, I'm sitting here like, my heart is, like, gone. Shattered. I'm crying. Like, it's very bad. I'm getting in my... It was a whole story.
Did you cry in front of her?
No. Like, he didn't let me inside the house. Like, he came outside and then I was like, I have to pee, move. And he goes, you can't go inside. And I'm like, what do you mean I can't go inside? Like, it's... I always go inside. Like, what are you talking about? And he goes, no, you can't go inside. I have someone in there. I was like, I'm gonna go. He's like, no, where are you going? I said, what do you mean, where am I going? You have someone in the house. Right. Like...
But you guys were not going out at that point.
No,
you're transitioning to the friend thing.
But it's a very hard pill to swallow. Like, even if you have broken up, the idea of them being with somebody else is like,
it shattered me more than I thought.
Yeah.
Same thing happened
to me.
Is he still dating that girl?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So you saw him and you were like, okay, well, there's not even a chance of us rekindling this flame. So did you kind of get vibes from him that maybe he was like still kind of interested in you? Because you guys are seeing each other for the first time. So was there still that spark?
I think it was more like curiosity. Like, okay, I haven't seen her in a year. Like, I look good. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I look good. So I know I look good. So I'm like, maybe he came back outside to get a second look. So I was just like, maybe that's what it was. But I'm not really sure.
I initially liked the strategy of like going out and diffusing any of the tension, but that doesn't sound like what it was about anyway.
No, not the second time anyway. But you cannot ask your friend what happened afterwards because then it seems like you care. But you don't care.
And you care.
You don't care.
Yeah, you
I care, Kiara. I would like to know.
I would ask too. Yeah, I would want to know.
Pretend. I say pretend. Act like you don't care.
You don't care.
I'm trying not to.
Do you care?
I'm trying not to. Because he could tell I was freaking out. He was like, you need to keep your head up. You need to like act like you don't care. Mm-hmm. He was telling me like, you better have your game face on. Like, don't show him. And then he walked away and I was like,
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
First it was Miranda Lambert, now it's Drake. Drake scolded a fan at a concert, and it's all got to do with a vape pen. So Drake was performing at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and some guy just rolled his vape pen on stage, and he wasn't happy about it.
When did this become a thing? Like, I mean, it's I know for like decades it's been underwear, bras being thrown up there, but now it's solid objects? I mean...
I think it's been a thing, but now artists are over it and they're talking out more about it.
Well, yeah, now that, you know, artists are losing eyes and getting concussions and stuff like that, now's a good time to put your foot down.
Probably.
I think it's a clout thing now because even the girl at the last Drake concert that threw her bra up there, she went viral and now she's like a household name. So people
the woman with the G's?
Yes. Yeah.
Locate this woman immediately.
What happened?
So Drake, this was probably last week. Was it the same show? So some woman threw the bra up on stage, like you said. It's kind of the classic thing to do. And it was a size 36G. And so he reads it out loud to the crowd. And instead of being like, oh, nice, thanks, he goes, locate this woman immediately.
He had the most genuine damn like ever.
He put his head. It was as big as his head. Like he put it up to his face. He's like, you can find these out in the wild? What? But there's also... Drake is also going viral for a couple of different reasons. He was on Bobby Althoff's podcast, who's actually an Atlanta local for all our Atlanta listeners. She has this podcast called The Really Good Podcast, and it's sort of satirical in the same way that Amelia de Moldenberg's Chicken Shop Date interview series is satirical. Like, you're watching it and you're like, there's no way they can be serious. Like, this is so awkward.
I had no idea she was from Atlanta.
Yeah, I listened to her podcast. I'm like, this is really good. It's a really good podcast. And then I followed her on Instagram and she's posting that she's like lives in Atlanta.
So if you watch it, Bert, it's like, it's so uncomfortable. It's like the most uncomfortable interviews you've ever encountered. But that's just, it's all on purpose.
In like a between two ferns kind of way?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So when the celebrities come on, they know it's kind of a gag.
Yes. Okay. But yeah. It's really, really, really well executed. Okay. So Bobby and Drake are in bed and they're like sitting there.
In the covers.
In like the, under the covers.
Yes.
Between the sheets. So instead of between two ferns, between the sheets. And they end up getting into this conversation about marriage. And Drake is just sort of sitting there like with his glass of champagne, like giggling awkwardly because it's a very uncomfortable situation. But because it's so like out of the box, I feel like celebs get really good stuff out of them. And so Drake started talking about why he feels like he wouldn't be a good husband to someone. I think it's really great that he's just upfront and honest. He's like, listen, I'm Drake. Women are throwing up their 36G bras at me. I wouldn't be a good partner to anybody. John Stamos, he says he almost quit Full House because the kids were too good at their jobs.
Aw, the central character was loved.
Oh, it would never work today.
No. Yeah, but imagine feeling like you got upstaged by an 8-year-old. Like, John Stamos is sitting here like, we need to fire these kids because I'm not the star.
I know all about that. Green is green, man.
It is.
And those residuals, man, like, I feel like the time has passed to not be jealous anymore. But he eventually came around, obviously, like, he didn't want them to not be on the show anymore. And a lot of people are looking back on this interview with a different lens because I think it was, like, a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago where there was a story that came out that John Stamos actually wanted the Olsen twins to get fired because, you know, they were like 1 year old and screaming and crying on set. And he's like, we got to get rid of these like absolute brats. And so now I'm kind of wondering, like, was Uncle Jesse kind of problematic back in the day?
Was he
the biggest star to join in that show? Well, there's Bob Saget, right? But... wasn't John Stamos doing like General Hospital before that? Was a soap star?
He was a soap star. So I think he kind of came into the process with like a really big head. And then when Jodie Sweetin came in, his That's ego that. Took a couple of notches down. Tom Brady reportedly has a new lady. I'll tell you who and how they got together on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Abby. Burt. Is marriage outdated? Is it an institution that, you know what, my parents did, my grandparents did, there was so much pressure to get married when we were younger, but not feeling it so much anymore?
I think a lot of people in my generation see it that way, but I think a good question to ask is, like, why have we decided that it's outdated? You know what I mean? Because I've seen a lot of people get into marriage-like situations where you're essentially living with the person and doing everything that a married couple does. Which is totally fine. But then you also like deny yourself any of like the legal benefits. So if it does end, I mean, like you really have no protections for yourself, which is fine. Some people can handle that. But I wonder why people are so...
Because they've been looking at their parents and their parents' parents and their crappy marriages. And they're like, I don't want that for me.
Mm-hmm. Could it be? I don't know if this is one and the same or two different things. But it's not that I think marriage is outdated. It's the idea that you have to get married that I think is outdated. It's like marriage can be wonderful for people, but also if you don't want to get married, I think that can be wonderful for you too. I think it's the idea that in order to have a successful relationship, you have to be married. It's that mentality for me that's outdated.
40% of young adults, they don't really define young adults, well, let's say millennials, all right, think that marriage is outdated and that the tradition doesn't really matter anymore. And on top of that, 85% of young adults say that you don't need marriage to have a fulfilling and committed relationship.
True.
Romy. I also think like the divorce rate plays a big factor when I look at it because I think people are so quick to divorce. So it's just, to me, it's just like, why even bother to like, you know, get together if you're going to like quickly divorce? And to me, it's just like, why are we going to go through that legal trouble if that divorce is there, like the mindset is there, like people are so quick to it instead of, because at least with my parents, I feel like they've been together for 22, 23 years or something like that.
And happy like 19 of.
Probably.
I think when you look at a number like 50%, though, that's a daunting number. Mm-hmm. That means one in two aren't going to make it. So if we don't figure out and try to figure out why that number is still at 50, then I'd be upset by the number also. It would intimidate me.
But it's interesting, within the millennial group, the ones who are not ascribing to marriage as important, the divorce rate's only 25%.
Not right. Well, so they're still young enough.
Well, I mean, millennials are in their 40s now.
Oh, millennials.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, millennials. So I'm saying, like, they may not be getting married, but at the same time, it looks like the marriages that are happening are lasting at a higher rate. Though they are younger, so they still have time to get divorced.
A little bit of time. Still plenty of time to realize how unhappy you are. All right, so Romeo's got this first date plan for this week, man, and you're feeling all the anxiety of it, as you should.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is, like, the first time that I feel like I'm actually, like, okay, I feel like every single... I'm flustered. I'm freaking the crap out of it.
First of all, you got to cool down on it, man.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Get it all out now. That way you're not doing this on the date.
I feel like my heart is like coming out of my chest right now.
What's at stake here? I mean, what? Yeah. She must really be a prize here.
Dude, she's a 10.
Whoa.
And when I say she's a 10, I showed a picture to Katie and Rebecca, and they were like, how did you get this? And I was like, whoa, first of all, I did it. She got me. So she slid into my DMs, which is...
Are we sure she's real?
No, we're not.
She could be an AI.
No, uh-huh. I've met her.
Oh, you've met her.
I've met her.
Okay, where did you meet her? Did she go to a different school?
No, we met up. So she slid in the DMs, and we met up, and it was one of those situations where, like, obviously she was attractive, so I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go meet this girl. We're going to meet at the bar. And this was it wasn't a date. I wouldn't say we were both already out, right? And so it was a situation where, like, she just kind of slid in because I had posted a story that I was out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met, and it was just a great connection.
When you met, did it involve tucking a dollar into a G-string?
No.
Was there a cover charge involved?
There was no. Why?
Two drink minimum?
You guys don't think I can...
I got confidence in you.
Thank you.
I have confidence in you. You're a good-looking man.
Thanks. I'm freaking out, but thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when you guys meet, there's a connection.
There is.
Such a connection.
There is. Of course, like, she's attractive, so I was, like, very, like, all right, I'm just going to go because she's attractive. But I wasn't expecting for her to have a great personality, so we were vibing the entire night. And it was one of those situations where it was like, let me take you on a date. And it just so happened that she agreed. And we have a date planned for today.
Yeah.
Today.
It's an afternoon date.
It's a Del Bar here in Atlanta.
Ooh, good choice.
Thank you. And I don't know what it is, but like I had to make reservations. And like it felt to me, this was like the first, because I feel like every single time that I've tried to go on a date, I don't know if you guys kind of notice, but like I usually try to go for like a lunch date. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel too serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But now this time around, it's dinner. And I feel like I'm starting, I don't know what it is, but I'm freaking out. Yeah. A little bit, so...
We can't tell.
Yeah, right. It's totally okay to feel like this, but, like, you gotta, like, settle it down before you get there.
You
right?
Drink some water or something, bro. You are in a mid-panic.
I got in tequila.
You also have to remember this, too. She's as nervous as you are.
No, she's not. No, there's no way.
Well, yeah, she's not as nervous, but she might be close. You gotta remind yourself. You know what? You got a lot to offer, dude.
No, yeah.
You are a catch.
Yeah.
Don't go in there and thinking that you're lucky. Oh, I hope I can perform. I hope she accepts me. You're a catch, dude.
Thanks.
It's not always easy when you like somebody, but you genuinely have to go in there and treat it like any other date.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put too much emphasis on it because it's going to show. She's going to see through that.
Yeah.
You got to play it cooler.
Do I pull up with flowers?
No.
Too hard.
Too much.
No.
Too much.
Too hard. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just go be yourself, dude.
Okay.
And when that stuff doesn't work, then just get more drinks into her.
No, I got this. It's just the initial fear, but like I know, like I'm letting it all here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting it all here, and then I'm gonna be chilled by the end.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys feel like this a bit right before our first date? This nervous?
No, absolutely not. I go into it just hoping that the guy looks like his photos. I think.
Most of your guys show up like an hour late. That's also another
thing.
That
was one guy.
If you had a 10, you'd probably be freaking out.
Listen, when a 10 asks me out, then I'll get that nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck today, dude.
Thanks.
Good luck.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer. There's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% 20% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
It is total honesty really a great policy? I have always said in relationships, 100% honesty is about 2% too much. I'm not talking about big lies. I'm talking about little itty bitty ones. Because 100% is going to get you in trouble. And if you got something going on in your life that's stressful, hit us up at theburtshow.com, because his girlfriend told him that sometimes she's not attracted to him in bed. That's 100% honesty.
Burt Show. What are you supposed to do when you were raised to be honest, but your girlfriend's honesty is over the top? I'm a man who was taught by my father to always build an environment of honesty and trust with my significant other. Honesty is the cornerstone to any successful relationship. Why wouldn't you want your partner to be completely honest with you? I have recently found the perfect woman for me, and we literally tell each other everything. This is my dream scenario. I feel I can trust her wholly and completely. Recently, my girlfriend was being honest with me, and it made me uncomfortable. After the fact, my feelings were kind of hurt. When we were in bed the other night, she told me that sometimes she's just not attracted to me. I thought she was joking, but she was serious and did not seem to think she was insulting me. It was very nonchalant, more like her making a general observation.
Damn. Now, was she talking about something physical or?
Well, just because they said when we were in bed, it doesn't mean they were doing it. They just could have been laying there in bed.
It's just a terrible time.
Yeah, he could have been there with like a face mask. We don't know what he looked like. He could have been drooling.
Yeah, and I feel like I need more context, because sincerely, if they're just like watching Netflix or something and this pops out, like where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know if that's better. Yeah, it might make it worse. I let it go. But yesterday, she made the same remark, and I called her out on it. Oh, she doubled down. She apologized, and she just said she just feels comfortable enough to tell me silly thoughts that come to her head. Could you fathom telling a woman, sometimes I'm just not attracted to you? Yeah, right. Prepare to be Oppenheimer. Why in the world would she feel comfortable telling me that? Do you think she might have Asperger's,
yeah.
I read that people with Asperger's can say inappropriate things and not mean malice. Or is she just an ass? I really do care about her and adore the honesty we've built together. This one has thrown me for a loop. Maybe honesty isn't the best policy, but then that goes against everything I've been taught since I was a boy. Thanks, Honest Hank.
All right, well, you're not going to be attracted to your significant other 100% of the time, right?
You think so?
100% of the time? I think you're probably talking about physical attractiveness or no? Like, there are going to be some things that you're not attracted to with personality-wise with Bart and vice versa.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Same. But I don't know, and I'm sure Tiffany has those. I don't know if they're talking about, like, there are some things that you do that I just don't find attractive, or is she physically saying, like, there are just sometimes I'm just not physically attracted to you.
I feel like this is the kind of thing that becomes more acceptable to say the longer you've been in a relationship with someone. And if they've just recently started dating, yeah, if I'm laying in bed next to my partner and they go, yeah, sometimes I'm just not attracted to you, that's a buzzkill. Mm-hmm. But if you've been with somebody for 30 years and you say, oh, well, sometimes I'm just like not attracted to you, that's a valid point, because we've seen each other through thick and thin.
Yeah, so. you don't need to tell somebody if you've been with them 30 years that you're not attracted to them sometimes.
Yeah. It's one thing to think something. It's another thing to actually say it out loud to the person that you were thinking it about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in this instance, didn't need to be said.
No.
It just didn't need to be said.
If I'm him, I would need her to specify two things. One, is it physical or is it something else? Because if it's physical, it's weird to me because I would think you are always physically attracted to your partner. But like you said, not other things. And two, what's the goal here? Like, why'd you feel the need to tell me that?
Well, I feel like women, like they're like our sex drives are so like up and down that maybe she wasn't necessarily saying like it's up. It was you that I'm not attracted to, but just sometimes like, yeah, as a lady, sometimes I'm not always feeling it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a relationship where I was kind of in the woman's position where I sort of as like a form of self-sabotage was a little bit too honest about my feelings to this guy because I knew at some point it was going to end. I was like, I'm feeling this guy right now, but I know I'm not going to in like 3 months. So we would like get a little tipsy and I would have like an intrusive thought kind of come out, be like, oh yeah, I'm going to dump you at some point. Ah. And like, surprise, surprise, like guys don't want to hear that. Uh-huh. And then he ended up being the one to end things with me. So I think you just got to keep your thoughts to yourself.
How many times did it take for you to tell him that you were going to dump him, that he dumped you?
Probably a good 45. He persevered.
I feel like I just need more context on exactly what she's talking about. Like, is it physical or is it something more? And we don't have that.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's well within his right when she says something like that. Just be like, can you elaborate, please?
Yeah, right.
Go further, please.
That would have been my first question. Like, and which part?
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from, but which part?
The Burt Show.
Wouldn't it be nice to know that your kids are walking into a classroom that looks welcoming? There's a lot of decorations, a lot of books for them to read. A lot of teachers don't have money to supply these decorations and books, and that's why each day we try to clear the wish list of our teachers.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Burt Show, clear my wish list.
Yesterday, we were telling you guys about Alyssa Hale, who had a classroom that was destroyed by a tornado. Everything gone 2 years ago in Noonan, and asked you to help her clear her wish list.
I want to send a huge thank you to the Burt Show listeners. You all showed up and showed out for me and my students in a big way, and we feel so blessed for this opportunity. Your contributions will give my students opportunities to create and design artwork with premium materials that are harder to access on a school budget. Additionally, my students will be able to maintain the art studio with the cleaning and organizational materials that were purchased. Lastly, they will be able to use the photography backdrops to photograph 3D artwork, as well as use them for their reference photos on projects. I'm truly amazed and grateful for the Burt Show family. Thank you again.
All right, so that was yesterday. You guys did a fantastic job. Imagine, I mean, tornado takes out the entire classroom.
And you're left
you got
there
nothing.
Empty-handed.
All right. So today we're going to help out Jordan Michaels here.
Yeah, so Jordan Michaels is a former special education and history teacher. It is Mr. McDaniel's fourth year teaching high school social studies. I love social studies. That was one of my favorite classes. It's going to be at Riverwood International Charter School in Sandy Springs. He's going to have a lot more students than he's used to. And then get this, Jordan's wife is also a teacher, so they're a husband-wife-teacher duo, and we cleared her wish list last year. So now it's his turn to reap the benefits of our Clear My Wish List with the Burt Show fam.
Hey, what's going on, Burt Show family? I haven't heard too many men reach out for this, but I thought I'd give it a shot. My name is Jordan McDaniels, in my fourth year teaching high school social studies at Riverwood International Charter School. It's right up the road from where you guys are based. These past 3 years, I've taught special ed world history and U.S. history, but this year will be a little bit different for me. Teaching special ed, most of your days are pushing into another teacher's class, so I never really had a classroom of my own, and with that, I've never had to have my own supplies or my own posters or anything like that. So this year, it'll be different because I'm teaching general education. So I'm going from having classes with 8 to 12 students to having classes with 25 to 30 students. Now I won't be pushing in and using supplies for other teachers. I'll be responsible for my own. Now with my wife being an elementary school teacher, my daughter started her first year in kindergarten. I know it's going to take a lot of money. I'm going to be spending a lot of money this year before school starts. Any little thing could help. Honestly, I love to be able to be helped by this great, great program you guys have going on. I'm excited for my new journey. Again, thank you guys for what you do. Have a great day.
So you look at the numbers of male teachers and they're going down, plummeting. So
here, like, we can't hang, man.
We can't hang. We just can't do it. So here you got a guy that's been teaching special ed kids for years, and now this is the first time he's moving out of that area, and he has nothing. Mm-hmm. So if you could just help out with just a couple of bucks today, buying one or two items off of his wish list, with any luck at all, tomorrow morning we come in here and we call him and we're like, dude, we got you. We totally got you.
It's all the stuff you remember from your social studies class. There's a lot of maps, a lot of things with maps, globes, flags of different countries. So he's got it all up there, and so much stuff that's under 10 bucks if you can buy.
So it's all up online right now at thebertshow.com. If you follow us on any one of our social platforms, we'll have a link on over to his Amazon wish list also, but it's at thebertshow.com. All right, I guess it's time for To Catch a Cheater.
It is.
All right, so her ex-husband cheated, and now she thinks his current wife is cheating on him, and she just wants to kind of know, like, just for peace of mind, hey, I'd like to find out if he's a double cheater or not. So she's really got nothing in on it. She's being super, super petty about it. Abby's got the email.
3 years ago, my 10-year marriage fell apart when my then-husband decided to have an affair with another woman. She's now his wife. While my bitterness has mostly gone away, there's still a scar that twinges now and again. Recently, a mutual friend, let's call him Alex, dropped a bit of gossip. Apparently, there could be trouble in paradise with my ex and his current wife. The hints were vague but sounded familiar. Late night work commitments and unexpected trips seem to be happening for him again. I can only assume and hope he's repeating his old pattern. I'd love it if you can help me find out. I assure you, this isn't about vengeance or reigniting an old flame. Nor do I plan to play the messenger if my hunch turns out to be correct. I have no desire to get involved.
But
This is more about seeking closure for myself. It's a strange satisfaction I'm after, to know that karma does in fact exist. I need to know that there's repercussions for what they put me through. So, will you help me?
If you got this information and you were in this situation, could you really keep it to yourself?
No. Mm. You would tell somebody.
I think I could.
You wouldn't turn around and just go to the wife, hey, just want to let you know what's going on.
No, I don't think I would do that.
No?
Okay, you wouldn't tell them, but you would tell somebody.
I'd tell somebody. Somebody will know.
I think anonymously, the wife would get a message from somebody saying, hey, just want to let you know he's messing around on you.
Yeah, I disagree that she doesn't want to get involved, because you're involving yourself with us. You've called up a radio show to help you get involved. So I think they're, and I don't blame you for this. I do not blame you whatsoever that you want to find out, and hopefully you're going to find something shady. I think that's what you're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'd be doing the right thing by not saying anything, but I definitely feel like there's a part of you that wants to stir the pot a little bit.
What she really wants to know is like, hey, it wasn't me. He's just a chronic cheater, right? Over and over and over again. So if I could catch him cheating, then she could say to herself, oh, probably wasn't even me.
Mm-hmm. But that's the closure she's seeking.
Uh-huh. Cheater is a cheater.
I think it's a little bit more about vengeance than she's admitting, though.
I agree. All right, so we'll test him tonight, see if we can give her some comfort in knowing that you never had a chance.
But we all agree this is so wrong.
So wrong.
Oh, okay. Dead.
100% wrong.
Horrible.
The Bert Show.
All right, it's time for Kristen's Stupid Bit of the Week.
You guys. It was a blockbuster weekend. It was a blockbuster weekend with Oppenheimer and Barbie at the box office. So what I have brought in is the reviews from Barbie and the reviews from Oppenheimer, and you have to guess which review belongs to which movie.
Okay.
Mm. Now, before we start, I have a confession that I want to make. Abby, thank you for playing my Barbie review yesterday.
You're welcome.
On the show. However, I want you to listen to it with just a little more information. I was hot off a funeral and I was drunk. Coming to you from a random hotel in Dayton, Ohio, this is probably going to be a little longer than 10 seconds. Sorry, not sorry. For those spouting off that the Barbie movie is feminist propaganda, I'm here to let you know it is not. By the way, feminist, not a bad word. The Barbie movie is for women, it's for men, it's for girls, it's for boys. You can't put Barbie in a box. You can't put Ken in a box. They need to have their own space to
to be able to flourish and succeed. It was such a touching movie. America Ferrera did such a phenomenal job, as did Margot Robbie, as did Ryan Gosling. It has such a beautiful message for everyone. It's about equality for everybody. In Barbie Land and in reality.
All right, so that was Drunk KK at a Comfort Inn and Suites.
You didn't sound bad. What was wrong with that?
I just listened to it, and I'm like, wow,
you were into it.
Yeah, I was. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times I recorded that.
Really?
Yes.
I am now officially the only person in my house that hasn't seen this movie.
It's so good.
And everybody that has come back, well, maybe with the exception of Hollis, has said it's like a life-changing movie.
It really is. It's very, very good. But not everybody agrees. So I have, again, I'm going to read you the review, and you have to tell me, does this review belong to Barbie or does this review belong to Oppenheimer? Okay. The first one, I just had the misfortune of watching Blank, and I must say it was an absolute disaster. What I witnessed was nothing short of a soulless and poorly executed cash grab.
Is that Ben Shapiro's review of Barbie?
Yeah, he really has tried to politicize this thing, hasn't he? Yeah, I was going to say Barbie also.
Barbie, yeah. Yeah, that was definitely Barbie.
He was mad.
Yeah. And we're going to play an additional game. Do you think that review was written by a man or a woman?
A man.
All right, next movie. Wow! 3 exclamation points. I actually said that out loud, almost reflexively, practically exhausted the second this movie faded to the credits. I knew I just seen cinematic greatness.
Mm. A man wrote that about Oppenheimer.
Okay.
I'll go Barbie.
I'll go Oppenheimer.
I don't know the gender, but it is Oppenheimer. Your next review, is it Barbie or is it Oppenheimer? I walked out thinking that may have been a really good movie. I'm just not sure, but I know I didn't enjoy it at all.
It feels like something I would say about Oppenheimer, okay?
I'll go Oppenheimer as well.
Clean sweep here, Oppenheimer.
It is Oppenheimer. Yeah. All right, your next one. Wow, this film rivals the works of The Godfather and Interstellar. This masterpiece absolutely blows away the mind and challenges it better than Inception.
The Godfather and Interstellar? Mm-hmm. Even that in the same sentence doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Because The Godfather was mentioned, I'm going Oppenheimer.
If you've seen Barbie, you know why I'm going to say Oppenheimer.
Okay.
Oppenheimer.
Barbie.
Barbie right up there with The Godfather?
Yes.
Damn.
That's hysterical.
Where do I start? This is an awful, mind-numbingly boring film that relies on famous faces to get people to watch it. Now, if you know the cast of Barbie and Oppenheimer, a lot of famous faces in both of those movies.
Oppenheimer.
Barbie!
What? What?
It's tough.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. Some of these people, they really like to talk. All right. Barbie or Oppenheimer? I must admit, I was very suspicious when I went to see the movie. I thought it was one of those big blockbuster movies that get overrated but fail to deliver in any single sense and was well ready to do what I have done so many times, leave half or a third into the movie. How surprised was I? The only thing I can say is, wow, yes, it is a blockbuster, but an excellent one. Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Mm. I'm going Barbie.
My gut tells me Barbie.
Oppenheimer!
Oh, yeah! Was a terrible film. If I could give it negative stars, I would. I paid $20 to see this movie in IMAX and walked out around 2/3 of the movie remaining. I would not recommend seeing this movie with anyone you love because it will distance you from them for quite a while.
Whoa.
Oh, that's yikes. Barbie. That's Barbie.
Abby's confidence made me change my mind. I'm going Barbie.
I just want to be different. Oppenheimer.
It is Barbie.
Okay. Yeah.
That movie needed a trigger warning for mommy issues.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
So apparently there's a couple of different times where everybody's walking out of there going, I cried a couple of times.
Yeah, therapists are working overtime this week because of the movie.
The first 30 minutes had me wondering what I got myself into and not sure I'd want to hang for the remaining 90. It was an interesting film. Definitely not a must-see. More like, I remember hearing about this and then deciding to watch it on Netflix while eating ice cream 6 months from now.
Oddly specific. Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer.
Barbie!
Damn it!
And this one was my favorite review. Now let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little secret. Don't watch this movie. Now let me tell you something a little more. I didn't like this movie. Now listen a little bit closer. This movie, I was done with it after the first half an hour.
Yikes.
Oh. It sounds like a line that Cillian Murphy would say, so I'm going to say Oppenheimer.
Barbie.
Oppenheimer!
She's so good.
Yes.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Tom Brady reportedly has a new lady. So reports are coming out that Tom is dating Bradley Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk.
He's dating a model. Shocker.
Yeah, right?
This is breaking news.
He's a type.
So this is actually very interesting. A little bit of sports drama. So Bradley is actually a huge Eagles fan. And apparently Irina even went to Super Bowl 52, where she was rooting against Brady, where the Patriots and the Eagles were going head to head. So she's switching sides.
Yeah, well, she's so hot, you can look right past that. He's like, I don't care who you rooted for.
So apparently these two met in May. Sources told TMZ that they met at a wedding in Sardinia for a billionaire couple getting married. And apparently Giselle is not happy about this at all, which, why would you be? Your ex-husband is dating another model. And they were just spotted spending an entire weekend together. The paparazzi got photos of them getting a little cozy in the front seat of his car. But something that I found very interesting and intriguing, because it sounds like, oh my gosh, they're dating, they're maybe exclusive. Well, I was reading the gossip site Dumois, which accepts all those blind items where people report on celeb gossip that they've heard or things that they've seen out in public. All of it's unverified information, but, you know, it's still gossip. So Dumois said that apparently over Memorial Day weekend, he was hooking up with another actress, so this would have been end of May, at the house of billionaire Michael Rubin at this very exclusive white party. Apparently, they were hooking up in bedrooms and on private balconies. Rumor has it this is a B-list actress who was in attendance. I've been looking at all the photos. I have not been able to pinpoint which B-list actress this is, but if anybody has any ideas, you know who to report it to.
Okay, so who is the better, who's more top shelf, Tom Brady or Bradley Cooper?
I think Tom Brady has a yacht. Can it not be lateral?
No, it has to be one or the other.
It has to be one or the other? I mean, my preference would be Brady.
Brady.
Yeah.
My preference is Brady because he's the GOAT.
Bradley.
But, yeah.
Sorry, Bradley, not Brady.
Bradley's your top choice?
Bradley. Yes, Bradley, not Brady. I want Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Okay.
If I'm going for the money and prestige, Brady. If I'm going for who I actually, like if both of them came to me right now and said, we are proposing marriage.
Yes.
Bradley does seem like the better guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Brady has a yacht.
Did you see Bradley Cooper in that Super Bowl commercial with his mom? Like, I want to be a part of that family.
See, Bradley Cooper was in a Super Bowl commercial. Tom Brady won Super Bowl.
You get points for that.
Levels.
Let me throw a third in there, because she has a history. She has a type also. And they're rich, good-looking celebrities. That's her type. She also dated Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you
that's
got
a
it.
Resume.
Yep.
Well,
now who are you picking?
Ronaldo to Brady. I mean, that's as lateral as you can get. Like the biggest soccer star, the biggest football star, and then Bradley Cooper, who is in a couple good movies.
See, I'd rather go to movie premieres than football games. So I'm just going to decide based on what I want my personal life and my extracurriculars to look like.
Yeah. One, you get to wear a pretty dress. One, you have to sweat and drink beer.
Yeah. So,
you know what? I've changed my mind. Bradley!
No bad answer.
Hit me up, Bradley. Okay, fans of Lana Del Rey are wondering why she was working at a Waffle House over the weekend. So imagine this. You're living in your small town of Florence, Alabama, and you hit up your local Waffle House. And then all of a sudden, behind the counter, you see pop star Lana Del Rey just making your meal.
At the Waho?
At the Waho. Is that what people call it? Mm-hmm. Waho? So she was behind the counter. Nobody knows why. She wasn't filming a music video. She wasn't on set doing any. She was just working at the Waffle House, serving patrons like a normal waitress would do. And nobody knows why.
And she was actually doing a good job. She wasn't, like, getting in the way. Because if you've ever eaten at a Waffle House and, like, sat at the counter, like, they got a rhythm back there. Like, they know what they're doing. And you need to, if you don't work there, you need to stay the bleep out of the way.
Do I have this right that Waffle House was designed by, like, a Georgia Tech engineer?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So that's why it runs so well. If you had to choose one place to work at, food place to work at, could be fast food, could be restaurant, could be Waffle House, where are you going?
Now Waffle House, they never close. Yeah, you yeah, be working. I need some days off.
You gotta know how to fight if you work at Waffle House, too.
Yeah, you do. Have you seen that Vine where it's like, can I get a waffle? And they're like fighting behind the counter. Anyway.
No.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up on Vine later.
Did you say Vine?
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
No. But it's like an iconic meme. It's sort of referencing a meme.
Vine sold out to some porn like site and they were going to make Vine porn.
No, they were
and
not.
And then it went away. So what restaurant?
Fast food?
Could be fast food. Could be a Chili's-esque.
Oh,
Fridays-esque. Gosh. Waffle House. Denny's. IHOP.
Joe's Crab Shack for me. I had fun working there for over a summer.
Okay.
Because you get to sing and you get to like embarrass people on their birthday. It was a lot of fun.
I'm sticking with my alma mater, which is TGI Fridays.
Okay.
I feel like Chick-fil-A would treat me pretty well. Oh, I can see you saying have a blessed day. Have a blessed day, patron.
I can see your Chick-fil-A. Is the place Dick's Last Resort still a place?
Yes, it is.
Where you get to be mean to all of the clients?
Yes, it is.
That's it.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
An artist on the new Barbie movie soundtrack almost ruined a fan favorite scene. More on that in your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
The internet makes it very difficult to have any kind of past or any kind of secret whatsoever if you dig enough, correct?
Correct. You can pretty much Google anything about anybody if you try hard enough.
It's forever.
Which makes us turn to our intern, Mikey, who has really done a great job on The Burt Show and has not only provided a lot of content, but today, I think, we hit the mother load. Do you know why you're in here today?
Yeah, I figured it out.
How is it this is your last week of your internship? And we are just now finding out this little tidbit of information.
Oh, y'all are killing me. I've been drowning in anxiety for the last day. Just drowning in it.
So Mikey here is a SoundCloud rapper.
A what now?
A SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, look, Mikey, all your fellow interns are gathered in the other studio.
Look at the support you're getting from all of your fellow interns right there. Just really enjoying it.
They threw me under the stupid bus.
Dude, they came running in here yesterday and they closed the our door. And they're like all excited, like, oh, you guys aren't going to believe this. Mikey has 50 songs on SoundCloud.
50? I have five albums, 55 songs.
Five albums?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Can I explain what this is?
I hope so.
Please.
I'm not trying to defend it. It's as bad as you could possibly imagine. But here's what it is. I would make a beat, a stupid little beat on GarageBand, and I'd give myself one chance to freestyle over it, and then I forced myself to post it on SoundCloud, and it was just something for me. I was having fun, and look what happens.
Mikey, you know you can put those tracks on private.
Well, they were. Some idiot convinced me to put it on public. I'm dumb. This is all a nightmare.
Okay, so how old were you when this started?
I was probably sophomore in high school. I did it for like 4 months and I retired.
So you were 15?
Yes.
So these are your SoundCloud raps from when you were 15 years old.
That's right.
Do we have the originals? How are we going to line these up here, Tommy?
Yeah.
They're killing me.
It was hard to choose. They're all so great.
All 50.
Well, I would love for you to choose one. And then before you play it, Mikey, tell us what the inspiration was behind the rap.
This one sounds very Beastie Boys-ish. I could hear them doing this rap. It's called How Many Rice?
How many rice?
Well, yeah. There's a Mitch Hedberg joke about like, it's like, I like to eat rice when I want 2 million or something. That's my inspiration.
Okay. You asked, man.
I did.
Our dude was 15.
Yes. Okay. Intern Mikey was 15. Where were you recording this? In your room? In your bedroom?
I don't know. Killing me. Oh, I'm melting right now.
Let's hear it.
World premiere. How many rice?
Okay.
Go. Stop. You shoot me.
How many rice is in a bowl of rice? How many rice is in a bowl of rice? That's a 1 million, so cut the price. It's almost like a contraceptive device. In other words, no, it's not nice. So I'm raising the bar to a new height. I'm staring down the sights, taking out any motherfucker who can't recite the Bill of Rights. Cause in my world, it's fight or bite. Almost like a smoker's light. So if you come to my place, just know you gotta meet the whites. Okay, no, that's not right. I hope someone doesn't make that a soundbite. So I can't go to jail. My rear is way too tight. I guess I'm breaking up here tonight. And it's
right, that's
been
enough. That's enough. We're good.
That was the original.
That's the OG.
That's the OG. Now, these are the ones that you just, you were going off the top of your head, or you wrote that?
I can't remember at this point. The whole concept is off the top of the head.
That was all freestyle?
It might have been a second take, but yeah, I'm not standing behind this, guys. All right? I'm disappointed in myself. I feel as much shame as a man can feel.
Well, if that was shameful.
Mikey,
I want you to fill in the blank on this title. Put away your blank.
Wiener.
Okay. The name of the song is Put Away Your Wiener.
Put Away Your Wiener.
What's the story on that?
I don't know.
What's the inspiration?
I don't know. Nobody had their wiener out.
Mikey saw a couple Me Too headlines. He's like, I feel inspired.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a feminist.
All right, let's hear it, Tommy.
Oh. Pizza, wings, chicken, fingers. Don't touch me with your wiener. Stay away from my finger. I don't want that ish to linger. I ain't messing around. Put up your wiener. Put up your wiener. Put up your wiener. I ain't messing around. Put up your wiener. Or else I'll be the one that's a sinner.
Okay, yeah.
Cut it off and stick it in the fridge.
This can't be real, man.
I feel like these have high viral potential.
That's a fact.
I mean, look what happened to Doja Cat when she did the Moo song.
Yes,
you just need a wiener outfit.
I can see it.
I think he's wearing it.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, this is my wiener outfit. You know how some rappers, like Drake, will kind of, they rap, but they also kind of venture into singing.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Mikey.
Which was this, Mikey?
Beautiful Woman.
Oh, Beautiful Woman. No, this is a hit. I'll stand behind this one.
Okay.
Beautiful woman, nobody can take that from you. Oh, beautiful woman, please show me what you do. What's your job? Do you do the dishes or clean my shirt? Will you take the dog on a walk after work? If I need to have another cup of tea, would you please be the one to bring it to me? Oh, woman, you're so brave, so kind, and so beautiful. Ignore all those mean Instagram comments.
He even layered his tracks, man.
Okay.
Background vocals.
So, Bert, I want to throw this out there to Bert Show listeners. Yeah. How much would you pay a Bert Show couple to use that as their first song for their wedding?
Oh, my God. I'll give you $500.
$500? Pay me for doing this. This is a complete nightmare.
So, I just want to put that offer out there. If you are a Bert Show listener who is engaged, for $500, if you play Mikey's Beautiful, Beautiful Woman, we'll give you $500. But you got to dance. You got to videotape it, and you got to send it to us. And it has to be your first dance to your, like, you know, the first song, first dance.
Well, I'll come by and sing it.
Okay.
All right. Live. And I'll give you $500 for singing.
Yes, please.
Deal.
Thank you very much.
Okay. When you took this internship, did you think anywhere in the back of your mind, oh my God, I hope they don't find my SoundCloud?
This is the problem too. I thought that it was completely disconnected from my real name or anything. Cassie just looks up I'm actually not gonna. I'm not saying it.
I will. I just searched Mikey Wakefield SoundCloud, and it was the very first link that popped up.
Yeah,
popped up.
What the heck? I had it completely disconnected from my name.
Your
I don't know
name
how
is
that
in
happened.
The URL, Mikey.
I didn't know how that happens. I guess I don't know computers.
Five albums, fam.
Five albums. Yeah.
55
songs.
You
have most sweating over here.
I am. Oh my.
I'm
enjoying this.
Let's close it out with the one you consider the best, Tommy.
Oh, Kaylee, this is his absolute favorite.
Oh, we got a request from our audio producer, Kaylee.
What is it?
This is called Oh Baby.
Yeah.
It's my R. Kelly song.
You know, girl, I just been thinking a lot about you and me and our whole family. I love you so much, but you don't love a crush on me no more. Oh, baby, please tell me how you're feeling right now, okay? Before I walk out this door, I'll tell you right now. You better tell me right now. Before I walk out this door, my feelings are sore. Please tell me, girl, do you love me or no anymore? Last night I walked in the house. You acted like you weren't around. When I walked in your room, you were wearing a blouse. So I left out.
You have a girlfriend, right?
I do.
Does she know about this?
Oh, my gosh. I told her that I got exposed yesterday. And I had to drive to Milledgeville and get a spare set of keys. And she rode with me. And I made her listen to, because I had to go through them and figure out what I needed to take off. Some of them are just brutal. I end up taking, like, most of them off. I left two, and then I got in trouble. But, yeah, she had to listen to them. I think she's going to break up with me. I think it's over.
She brutal. Listened to every one of those songs?
I made her. I said, okay. We got to listen to these and get out the trash.
That's exactly the opposite of what Cardi B was rapping about. when she went through all of that.
It's Desert Storm.
The Bert Show.
All right, Shannon needs our help here with a love lost and found. She believes that she met her soulmate and he slipped through her fingers, and only you guys can help find him. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Really, really good. Okay, we are about to find your soulmate. I am feeling it.
You're feeling it. I hope so.
Okay, so tell us where you guys met, how it all went down, what you know about him, and how you just let him walk out of your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we met on flight from Tampa to Atlanta, the Spirit Flight 386, on July the 20th. Our flight left at 3 o'clock. and he is about 6'1". He's got a salt and pepper little goatee, greenish-blue eyes. He had on a white baseball cap. I sat next to him. We talked the entire flight, and I completely forgot to ask his name. He works and lives in Lakeland, Florida, which is close to where I live in Tampa.
Oh, so you guys just happened to be on a flight from Tampa to Atlanta together. You both reside there in Florida.
So, yep. And we both actually lived in Georgia at the same time as well.
So you don't know who he was visiting?
So he lives in Tampa, and he was going to visit friends up in Sugar Hill, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was actually going to Atlanta to pick up my daughter. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
And did you say you know what his first name is?
No.
Nothing.
I don't. I completely forgot to ask his name and everything. I know we both have children the same age. He's a Leo. I'm a Leo. His birthday is August 17th. I'm August 18th. He's 10 years older than I am to the day.
He literally got everything but his name. Everything else.
Lifelong past life. He's been dating someone for 7 months. I was dating someone for 8 months recently. He just recently got divorced 3 years ago. I know his whole life story, just not his name.
Okay, so let's back up for just 1 second. So he just happened to be sitting next to you?
We were, and actually when I first got on the plane, there was already three people sitting in the seats, and I looked down, I was like 17E, I was like, I think that's actually my seat, and the gentleman got up, he's like, oh, I do have the wrong seat, so the gentleman got up, moved, and I sat down next to this gentleman.
And tell us about this conversation, because you're not saying like, hey, this is a guy I'd like to find. I think your email said soulmate.
Yes. I'm very anxious on airplane flights, first of all, and I was alone, so I kind of asked if it was okay if I kind of nudged up against him and kind of said, my first comment was, the only time I'll touch you is if I'm when we take off, because I get scared at takeoff. So I kind of nudged up against him and held on to him, and we just kind of had conversation. He had 3 vodkas, Tito's, and ginger ale, and we just talked and the entire trip, and I never asked his name.
Okay, so there's some things in your email here that I think are better clues to who this guy is.
We have some good indicators.
Yeah, so you know that his birthday is August 17th. You know he's going to be 52.
Correct.
You know that he's been divorced for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he has a 19-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that he used to live in Sugar Hill, and he's a landscape contractor.
Okay, that's a big deal.
Lakeland, I think I put Lake City, but it might be Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah, I don't think that our leads are going to come from Florida. I think they're going to come from Sugar Hill. So he said he was traveling to see a friend where he lived before in Sugar Hill. He's
correct.
A landscape contractor. Was there anything else he said about the Atlanta area? Because I think that's where we got the biggest audience here to try to find him.
That his friends live on Lake Lanier. His friend lives on Lake Lanier. That's where they were going to travel.
And what about the restaurant that he owned for 24
years? Yep. So 24 years ago, he opened up a restaurant that was at Fox's Corner in Odessa, Florida, which is the gas station that I stop at just about every day. Okay. It's about 5 miles from where I'm staying now.
Gotcha.
All right, again, that's Florida lead. We need more Georgia leads.
The best bet's probably going to be finding out from the airplane flight.
Now, she might be right there. Like, I'm sure there's somebody at Delta that could look into this. I don't know if it breaks some
flight.
It's a Spirit.
Yeah.
I automatically assume that if you're flying, you're flying Delta.
And they're both frugal people, so there's that as well.
Okay.
We love money, and we're flashy, but we're very frugal when it goes flying.
All right, so it's a Spirit flight, so maybe somebody.
It's 386, July the 20th.
Okay, and we even know the seat number if you're at Spirit.
17E.
17E.
D. I was E, he was D.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, he's got the new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So maybe somebody at Spirit can do a little research for us and just give us a first and last name. And with that, we could for sure find him.
There's got to be somebody in Sugar Hill that knows him right now.
Got to be.
Okay, so if you live in the Sugar Hill. You said he lived in Sugar Hill.
Yeah, he lived in Sugar Hill for a few years. He's actually originally from Maine.
And he's now 52 years old, and we know his birthday is August 17th. We just don't know his name.
That's hilarious that you have all this information, woman, and you do not have his name.
I even got to hold his, arm. Like, I even laid on his shoulder and everything.
Damn. So when it's time to leave your Spirit Air flight and take off, why didn't you just, hey, I'm blank, you're blank, here's my phone number?
Because we had a bet that I was not going to make it to my flight, because I actually flew to Atlanta, landed at 4:25, had to drive to Marriott to pick up my daughter and be back on a flight at 7:30 in Atlanta, which you already know in Atlanta traffic. There's no way you're going to make that. And needless to say, I didn't make that flight, and I wanted to let him know that he won the bet. I made the flight.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the rainstorm completely screwed us up on that one.
Mm.
Yeah, there was no way you were going to make that flight. Okay, so I think our best lead is if we can find somebody at Spirit. I don't think it breaks any. Does it break any kind of laws if they, look in? Off the record?
Sure.
All right, if there's somebody at Spirit that wants to hook us up and do something really illegal and risk your job, we would love to hear from you.
At
1-855-VIRTUAL, you can always email us. All right, Shannon.
To the wedding.
Yeah, okay. Shannon, hang tight with us, and if we get any strong leads, we will hit you later on today. Have you on back tomorrow morning, okay?
Awesome. That sounds good. I hope you do. Thanks.
All right. See you now. It's Bertha.
Awesome. Oh, and can I give a shout out to my P1 Uber driver, Miss Tam, who is the one that told me all about you guys. This is my first time ever calling.
Absolutely.
She'll kill me if I don't.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tam.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.